talk with John Taylor of Stern, Agee & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. And the news on the economy is pretty good, but that may mean that quantitative easing could be cut back, and John is looking at that. Good morning, John.
Yeah, good morning. Yeah, you hit the nail on the head. Good news is bad news. Let's talk about that. We get some numbers this morning that are just off the chart encouraging. We get the revision of the gross domestic product, GDP, for last quarter. Now, that's the total sum of the goods and services our economy produced. And it had been previously reported at 2.8% on an annualized growth rate. We thought they were going to upgrade that to 3%. It came in at 3.6% annualized growth of GDP. That's the highest we've seen in almost 2 years. And we also got numbers, this is Thursday, people filing for unemployment benefits for the first time. And it's under 300,000, came in at 298. It was 316 last week, expected to be 330,000 this week. Now, we've already seen some reaction. In fact, before those numbers came out, the Dow futures were kind of flat, up about 10 or 12 points. Then they've doubled down. They were down about 20 points the last time I looked. Why? Well, because interest rates have already ticked up. The key interest rate in this country, the 10-year Treasury, it's approaching 3% again. It was 1.6% back earlier in the year before Mr. Bernanke started talking about tapering. So everyone's concerned that the Fed's going to cut back on quantitative easing, which has already pushed rates up, pushed mortgage rates up, and, of course, will have an effect on the economy. So it's all tied together whether you like it or not. Some big news related to Apple. Apple finally signing a contract with China Mobile. This has been expected for years. Well, it's finally done. This gives Apple access to 700 million new users in China's mainland. And some experts say this will add as much as $10 billion annually to Apple's revenue. By the way, Apple runs between $170 and $180 billion in revenue. Their market cap of that company is a little over $500 billion. The market likes it. Earlier this morning, its stock was up $11 a share, about 2% before the market opened. Another company reporting very good numbers, Dollar General. Dollar General has really prospered during this economic recovery and the recession we've had. They've taken a lot of market share away from Walmart. Well, they reported their earnings this morning that beat the street by 2 cents a share. Their revenue was up to 10.5%. Same-store sales up 4.4%. They say more customers, more foot traffic, and higher average transaction combined for a 4.4% increase in same-store sales. Now, in the fiscal 2014, the coming year, they say they're going to add 700 new stores and buy back $1 billion to their stock. Company doing very well. Headquartered over in Tennessee. By the way, this company was founded in 1939, already has over 11,000 stores in 40 states and doing quite well. Disney also doing quite well. They reported a record year last year, and as a result of that, they're increasing their cash dividend by 15%. Their chairman says that Disney, quote, had a great year creatively and financially in 2013, delivering record revenue, record net income, and record earnings per share for the third year in a row. Pretty impressive. And maybe the end of an era here, GM is going to sell their remaining stake in Ally Financial. Now, Ally is the old, what used to be called GMAC, and, of course, they were bailed out by the government along with General Motors. Well, GM is reconstructing their relationship with Ally, the old GMAC, and they're going to sell their last remaining stake in that company for $900 million in a private placement. And by the way, the U.S. government recently sold $5.9 billion of the shares that they held from Ally Financial, part of the bailout, back to Ally. And so they haven't got all the money back that we loaned them as taxpayers, but they're working on it. And it does look like that one of the things that's heating up for sure, play on words here, pun intended, is interest rates. It looks like they're going to continue to go up. And the long-awaited tapering may happen, some people say, as soon as December the 18th, which is the next time that the Fed meets.
And we'll see what the market does then.
All right, yeah, take care, Bill.
All right, thank you. John Taylor from Stern, Agee & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. You can visit with him right here in Fort Smith if you'd like to call him. 479-782-2527 is the number, 782-2527. Or email John at johntaylor@sternagee.com.